The Book of John, Chapter 3. Now there was a man of the religious leaders named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Joshua by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Joshua answered and said to him, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Commentary Note 9. If we have not had a rebirth experience as an adult, where we had a significant change in how we view the existence or reality of God and the purpose of our life, then we have not been born from above. This birth is triggered by our seeing our need and the beginning of faith. Back to the text. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Joshua answered, "Truly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Commentary Note 10. Verses 5 and 6 present a simple contrast of natural birth versus spiritual birth, the natural birth being marked by the woman's water breaking, that is, born of water, and born of the flesh is flesh, in contrast to the spiritual birth, born of the Spirit. Returning to text. "Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "Well, how can these things be?" And Joshua answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we have seen, and you do not accept our testimony. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man." That is Joshua's favorite title for himself. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that whoever believes him will have eternal life. For God so loved the people of the earth that he gave his only spiritually birthed Son, that whoever trusts in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only spiritually birthed Son of God." Commentary Note 11. You must ask yourself, why don't you believe what he says? What does he say that is wrong, unreasonable, bad, or false? Returning to text. "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown as having been formed in God." After these things, Joshua and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he was spending time with them and baptizing. John also was baptizing in Anon near Salim, because there was much water there and the people were coming and being baptized. For John had not yet been thrown into prison. Therefore, there arose a discussion on the part of John's disciples with a Jew about purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven. You yourselves are my witness that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and virtually no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Commentary Note 12. Here is a good example of the Old Testament or Hebrew Scripture view of God being held and repeated in the New Testament by John the Baptist. For this reason, Joshua said that even the least of those who have come into and understand the kingdom of God as given and demonstrated by Joshua are greater than even John, the greatest of the Hebrew prophets. God is not a God of wrath and is not angry or wrathful, and it is we who send ourselves to our destiny, not God. John chapter 4. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the religious leaders had heard that Joshua was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Joshua himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were. Commentary Note 13. This statement plainly says that Joshua did not water baptize his disciples. This author's opinion is that he did not do that so that people would not think it had anything to do with entering into his kingdom and eternal life, that the physical act does not enter a person into spiritual life, but is merely symbolic. Many religious sects have traditionally held sway over the people, saying that water baptism is, quote, necessary for salvation, and that only their ordained people can perform it. Joshua teaches no such thing and, in fact, refuses to baptize people, indicating it means nothing in regard to eternal life. So Joshua left Judea and went again into the Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. So Joshua, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Joshua said to her, "Please give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman?" For Jews hated and thus had no dealings with Samaritans. Joshua answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." So she said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Joshua answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw." And he said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Joshua said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet, a person who speaks God's truths. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say, 'People that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.'" Joshua said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation came through the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Commentary note 14. God wants people to worship him with their real inner self, spirit, and in truth, not with old, repetitive, non-meaningful, or impersonal songs, or by saying or singing false things about him, which is the norm with many Christian lyrics. Please note, he does not say, worship him with singing and favorite doctrines. It is good to worship God with song, but this is unlikely to happen at a meeting when the leader tells everyone, okay, time to worship. Returning to text. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. And Joshua said to her, I who speak to you am he. At this point, his disciples came and they were amazed that he had been speaking with a woman, for Joshua was showing that his father loved Samaritan and women just like he loved male Jews. Yet no one said, what do you seek? Or why do you speak with her? So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, come, see a man who told me the things that I have done. This is not the Messiah, is it? And they went out of the city and were coming to him. Meanwhile, his disciples were urging him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples were saying to one another, no one brought him anything to eat, did he? And Joshua said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields. They are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not worked. Others have worked, and you have entered into their work. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word the woman who testified. He told me the things that I have done. So when the Samaritans came to Joshua, they were asking him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word, and they were saying to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world. After the 2 days, he went forth from there into Galilee. For Joshua himself testified that a prophet, that is a person who speaks God's truths, has no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. Therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he had heard that Joshua had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Joshua said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. The royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. And Joshua said to him, go, your son lives. The man believed the word that Joshua spoke to him and started off. As he was now going down, his servants met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Joshua said to him, your son lives, and he himself believed and his whole household. This is again a second sign that Joshua performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.